Okay, thank you, Chair. Let me call in.
Excellent, thank you. So, hello and welcome to the Appeals and Review Committee on the 24th of July 2023. I will start with the following announcement. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or recordings is not under the Council's control. So, I'll start with item one, apologies. I understand that Councillor Dent was not able to join us today, but we're very glad to have Councillor Jackson with us today. Thank you. I move on then to item two, minutes of the previous meeting, which took place on the 12th of June 2023. For those who were present, are we okay to note and agree those minutes? Yeah, you weren't here? Yes, two, thank you very much. And then item three, moving along nice and swiftly. Disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Is there anything that members would like to disclose? No. Thank you. Right, and then item four is questions under other committee procedures 12.8, and I believe that no questions have been submitted. Marvellous. Well, that moves us along quite swiftly. So that moves us on to item five, which is the matter at hand, which is Borough of Charnwood Tree Preservation Order at 88 Main Street, Newtown, Lymford. I'd like to start by saying agenda, page 11, paragraph 1.1, includes the following statement. Consultations with the Chair of Plans Committee and ward councillors have been carried out in accordance with the scheme of delegation, and no objections to serving the TPO were received. In respect of this statement, Councillor Snod has asked that the committee be made aware of the following: Forest Bradgate Ward is a single councillor ward. In my reply to this consultation, I stated that I had a personal interest with this matter. Therefore, I was unable to comment on the proposal. Okay. So let's start. Could I ask our legal advisor, Mr. Justin Price-Jones, if you would like to introduce the report?
Certainly, Chair. On the 7th of March 2023, a formal notice known as a Section 211 notice or 211 notice was served on the Council in respect of proposed works to a group of trees situated at 88 Main Street, Newtown, Lindford. The Section 211 notice is a notice which is required by virtue of Section 211 of the Town Country Planning Act 1990, and which is concerned with the preservation of trees in conservation areas which are not the subject of a tree preservation order. Section 211 requires the Council to be given 6 weeks advance notice of any intention to carry out works to or fell trees in a conservation area. Receipt of the 211 notice prompted the Council to carry out an assessment of the condition of the trees at 88 Main Street, and because they were considered to be worthy of retention, the authority made a tree preservation order dated the 14th of April 2023. Local planning authorities can make a tree preservation order if it appears to them to be expedient in the interests of amenity to make provision for preservation of trees and woodlands in their area. Amenity is not defined in law. The Town and Country Planning Tree Preservation England Regulations 2012 require tree preservation orders to be confirmed by an authority within 6 months of being made. When deciding whether or not to confirm a tree preservation order, the Council must take into account any objections and representations which have been made. An objection has been made to the Borough of Charnwood 88 Main Street, Newtown, Linford, Tree Preservation Order 2023, which is appended to the report of the Head of Governance and Human Resources. Having listened to the arguments being advanced by the objector and the Council's Head of Planning and Growth, the committee is being asked to decide whether to confirm the Tree Preservation Order without modification, to confirm the Tree Preservation Order with a modification, or not to confirm the Tree Preservation Order at all. As set out on page 13 of the agenda, the recommendation before you is to confirm, subject to the removal of trees G1 and G2. It may be of interest to you to note that the legislation provides no right of appeal to the Secretary of State against an authority either making or confirming an order. In relation to the issue and assessment of amenity, the government did produce some guidance back in 2006, which doesn't seem to have been superseded. And it may assist you if I briefly quote, "The Act does not define amenity, nor does it describe the circumstances in which it is in the interest of amenity to make a tree preservation order. In the Secretary of State's view, the TPO should be used to protect selected trees and woodlands if their removal would have a significant impact on the local environment and its enjoyment by the public. Local planning authorities should be able to show that a reasonable degree of public benefit would accrue before TPOs are made or confirmed. The trees, or at least part of them, should therefore normally be visible from a public place, such as a road or footpath, although exceptionally the inclusion of other trees may be justified. The benefit may be present or future. Trees may be worthy of preservation for their intrinsic beauty or for their contribution to the landscape or because they serve to screen an eyesore or future development. The value of trees may be enhanced by their scarcity, and the value of a group of trees or woodlands may be collective only. Other factors, such as importance of the wildlife habitat, may be taken into account, which alone would not be sufficient to warrant a tree preservation order." Chair, I hope that assists.
Thank you very much. And now may I ask Mr. Mark Fennell, who's the team leader of Natural Environment here at Charlton Borough Council, if you'd like to present your case, please.
Yeah, well, I think we've heard how TPO process works. That's really helpful. One thing I think probably I ought to point out is that when the council receive a 211 notice, the only option the council has is to either serve the TPO or not serve the TPO. So we can't control the works. There's no mechanism for the council to control those works that are proposed. The only option we've got, if we're unhappy with those works or we feel those works are excessive, then we have to consider serving the tree preservation order, subject to the criteria that's just been outlined to you. So this particular site, it's a spacious plot, it's at the heart of the Newtown Linford Conservation Area, and the trees are located in the southern part of the garden, close to the boundary with the adjacent property number 86A Main Street. They make a significant contribution to the visual amenity of the area. The trees, in terms of their condition, are fair, satisfactory, with good longevity. The main trees are considered to be large specimens and clearly visible from the public realm, and important as a cohesive group. Now, moving on to the objections that have been made, yes, we're in a situation where the objector is concerned that they've outlined the reasons why they feel the works are necessary to the extent that they wish to undertake them. We're concerned about that, and there's a response from the tree officer in the report as well to those elements, which is fine, but that is a debate I think that you would have at a later stage where we have control. So for me, the issue here is whether the trees merit a TPO. So the process would be, if, just for instance, if this TPO is confirmed, there isn't an, quite right, there isn't an objection, a means of appeal to that TPO. But what would happen is if the tree preservation order was confirmed, then the applicant could still apply for those works to be undertaken, and the council will have their view. And if we refused permission to undertake work to a TPO tree, subject to this being TPO, there is a right of appeal to the Secretary of State. And the planning inspector would make that judgment. So in this instance, while there is a number of objections that have been made by the landowner, those objections principally relate to as far as they're concerned, the work being necessary. Where that isn't quite correct is that the objector has highlighted the question, the legality of the order, the group order, and the tree officer has reviewed that and is minded that there is a concern, a question about the legality of the order. The guidance is that the number of trees within a group order should be specified, and they are within this order, which is why the independent tree officer who's reviewed this for us has suggested that actually there should be a modification to that order. And that modification is to take out the group one firs and the group two lelandi, but still move forward with the confirmation on the other two trees.
Thank you very much, there, Mr. Fennell. So at this stage, I would now call upon members of the committee if they have any questions. But I'd actually just would like to ask my own question first, if I could just clarify something to make sure I understand. So, really, the tree preservation order does not prevent work being carried out on the trees. It means that the work, it doesn't prevent the possibility of there being work carried out, but more that work must happen in conjunction with Charlburgh Borough Council. Is that a...
Yes, it is. You're right. It's a two-stage process. Trees subject to a tree preservation are protected, but under the protection of the tree preservation order, the council have control over those works as such. So if an applicant submits intention of undertaking a certain level of works to trees, that can be scrutinised, and there's an opportunity for negotiation, and there may well be, and often as common ground is found, that we get to a point where we seek to approve it if we can, following discussions.
Okay.
And the problem is that those avenues are not really open through the 211 process, because the council really are only looking at the trees in terms of their amenity. Is there a threat to those trees? And therefore, do they merit a TPO? Are they either moving forward with serving a provisional tree preservation order, or allowing the notice to lapse after 6 weeks, after which point the applicant can get on with the work?
Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions they'd like? Councillor Fox.
Mine is just a clarifying one as well. Sorry if I've misunderstood anything. So this is an independent report that the Borough Council have commissioned?
Yes, what's happened is that the tree preservation order was originally served by the senior landscape officer who was working for the council. She's subsequently left the authority.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're recruiting, we've been trying to engage a temporary tree officer.
Okay.
And we managed to engage one a few weeks ago, and at that point he did a quick review of this.
Great.
And he was concerned about the legality of those two group parts of the order.
So can I ask, just for my own clarification, because we're having reading this, so there are four kind of tree groups or trees or groups here.
Yeah.
And this, just so I understand it, this appears to suggest that two of them shouldn't have a TPO and two of them should move forward with a TPO.
Yes.
So are we today, are we individually confirming a TPO for each of those four? Or are they all together as a group?
No, the order covers all four.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, and that's what the provisional order covers.
Yeah.
But it's proposed as moving forward for the confirmation.
Yeah.
Just the two single trees move forward for confirmation and not the two groups.
Yes.
Simply because of this question about the legality of the way they've been described.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Fox. Councillor Woodward.
Yeah, just remind me about the scaling, because you talk about it scaling as a 16. Remind me of how the...
Oh, the tempo assessment.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. if I can remember, because I'm not the tree officer. The way in which this worked is a scoring system. And as far as I remember, 15 indicates that a tree vest preservation order should be served, and that those scores are accumulated for the longevity of the tree, the condition of the tree, its level of public amenity. Gradually those scores build up, and then it moves to a second assessment, which is an expediency test, which is there a threat? And this one has reached 16, so it crosses that threshold where you suggest a TPO should be served.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor Woodward. Thank you, Mr. Fennell. Any other questions before we move on? Okay, thank you. At this stage, we would usually ask the objector, Mr. Litchfield, if he had any questions for you, Mr. Fennell, but he is not here this evening. So if we also then move on to the next section, we would then ask Mr. Litchfield, as the objector, to present his case. He is not able to be here, but he has sent a statement. Is it appropriate, do I read this out, or?
You could either read it out, Chair, or you could briefly just pause the meeting while everyone has a chance to read it, whichever you would prefer to do, it's fine.
I would prefer if you were able to have a moment to have to read this through. Is that all right by everybody else?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. Say we need another minute or so, are we fine? Councillor Woodward, are you all right?
Yes,
move by, thank you. Don't mind to hurry anybody. Okay then. So that was very kind of Mr. Litchfield to send this in for us and informative. Usually at this stage as a committee we would ask the objector any questions, of course we understandably aren't able to do that. And then after that Mr. Fenner would ask questions, but of course, again, that is, we are unable to do that at the moment. Which brings us on to towards the end, with this is where we want to know if there, as a committee, do we have any further questions or any additional information we would like about this matter. If I may go first. Mr. Fennell, having now read the statement, is there anything you would wish to comment about it, or anything that raises that would perhaps alter our thoughts?
No, nothing in particular. I don't think there's anything in there that questions the, in a way, the survey of the TPO as it's proposed in the modification. It outlines why the original applicant feels that works are acceptable, and sort of as I mentioned before, you know, it talks further down here about it's worth noting that also that engaging with tree officers on such proposals is always beneficial, and that's the process that will happen once a TPO has been served.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Fenner. Anybody else have any comments, any questions? No? Thank you. So then, my statement to make next. So we're now coming to the stage of the discussion. So I need to make the following statement. The committee, with the advice of its legal advisor as necessary, will now discuss this matter and then decide whether or not the order should be confirmed and, if so, whether or without modification. During this part of the meeting, the parties may not participate. However, this remains a public meeting and the parties may continue to observe if they so wish. So, committee. What are our feelings about this tree preservation order?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the most recent report from Mr. Litchfield agrees quite nicely with the recommendation from council.
Yeah.
So I feel that there's a clear direction of travel, sort of, from both parties. So I don't know personally if I can see the controversy here, if that makes sense. It feels like this agrees with that. So and it feels, you know, to face value, commonsensical.
Yes.
So that's sort of where I am on it. But then where is everyone else?
Yes, I mean, if I may, the conclusion of the report did say the committee is therefore recommended to confirm with modification by removing G1 fir and G2 bay lamini from the order, and then keeping the tree preservation order for the other. Thank you. She's looking through my documents there. Councillor Woodward, do you have anything?
No, I'd be happy to support that recommendation.
Yeah. Councillor Jackson?
Yeah, I'd support that. I think that's
what they're doing and the little pictures there. Yes. Yeah.
Councillor Bradshaw?
Yeah, I feel supported for Councillor Fox summed it up because that marries with that, so I'm quite happy to
Okay. So if I could ask Ms Strong, who is our Democratic Services Officer, just to lead me through this next section, make sure I get this right. It feels like the committee has come to a decision to accept the amended conclusion of the report. We now need to propose and second.
So it sounds like there is pretty much agreement. Yeah. If we could just propose that and second it. So the proposal would be as set out on page 13 from what the committee said. So
yeah.
Recommendation or the proposal, sorry, would be to confirm the order but with modification to remove group one and group two from the order.
Right.
And that would be what you need to do because by confirming you will protect T1 and T2. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So if you'd like
to those words. may I have
I'll second it.
You'll second it, that shall I propose that? Second it. Are all those
Sorry, before you take a vote, Sherry, just to be clear that the reason for that would be that you've listened to the discussions and I would say something along the lines that the reasons that have been put forward for not protecting G1 and G2 outweigh the contribution they make. So those particular...
Okay, thank you very much. I've just reminded everybody this is our second meeting and we're still getting used to this. So. Is it then, it would be the third one, wasn't it? Having considered in accordance with the procedure set out in the Council's constitution, the objection to the order, the committee considers that the reasons put forward for not protecting the trees...
G1 and G2
outweigh the contribution they make to the amenity of the area and that trees... G1 and G2,
yes, the groups, that's fine, yeah.
So sorry, everybody. should not therefore be protected.
That sounds like a fair reason to me, Jen.
Right, yeah. We all understand what I'm just saying. Excellent, that's always good to know. So that's that. Now we go for the vote.
Yes, because someone seconded this.
Yes, so proposal and seconded.
Yeah, lovely. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what we would do without you. All those in favour?
That's everybody, Chair.
Excellent. After all of that, thank you very much. And then, Mr. Price Jones, do you now confirm our outcome?
Yes, if you wish. I think you've already stated the words, but for completion. Yes, having considered in accordance with the procedures set out in the Council's constitution, the objection to the order, the committee has considered the reasons put forward for not protecting the trees outweigh G1 fir and G2 leylandii outweigh the contribution they make to the amenity of the area, and that trees G1 fir and G2 leylandii should not therefore be protected. With that modification, the order is confirmed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Good work. Okay.